Shifa yesterday, which has been described as a death zone by the World Health Organization. Families of some hostages abducted on the 7th of October have been speaking in London. Thomas Hand, whose young daughter Emily was killed by Hamas, is urging Israel to show restraint.
It's totally just a humanitarian issue. It's nothing to do with politics. They're children, they're civilians. You can't act like that in a war. They've gone beyond the line.
The government's former chief scientist during the pandemic has told the COVID inquiry ministers were too slow to enforce measures to control the virus. Sir Patrick Vallance also described the then Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision-making as bipolar and completely inconsistent. Rishi Sunak's promised to cut taxes, saying the government's met its target to halve inflation by the end of the year. Ahead of the autumn statement on Wednesday, he didn't go into details. West Yorkshire police say they're not looking for anyone else after arresting a 35-year-old on suspicion of murdering a woman in Dewsbury. A huge manhunt was launched last night. Detectives say they're treating the death as a domestic-related incident. The former head of OpenAI, who was ousted on Friday, is off to Microsoft. Sam Altman will lead a new artificial intelligence research team at the rival tech giant. Microsoft was a financial backer for OpenAI. And business analyst Isabel Asher-Hamilton thinks that could be a problem.
If you're Microsoft and the reason you have this investment in this company is for it to sort of build products for you and for you to have a sort of direct line to the most exciting generative AI company that's out there at the minute, why have two? I can't really see it.
Shakira has been fined more than £6 million by Spanish authorities for tax dodging. The singer struck a deal which will keep her out of jail. She says she decided to resolve the case for the sake of her children. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Nick. Well, it should be mainly dry and bright this afternoon. Well, it sort of clouded over a few minutes ago, but hopefully the sun will come out again. We can expect a top temperature of 11 degrees, which under cloudy skies will dip to 8 overnight. Periods of light rain are expected tomorrow, with 10 degrees the expected high. Looking further ahead, Wednesday and Thursday will be dry with sunny intervals, but it will be mainly overcast on Friday. Temperatures will be in the range of 10 to 12 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross on 123.
Out of sight.
Oh, yes.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, Martha Bella Reeves and the Vandellas there telling you you've got nowhere to run to and nowhere to hide from this show. And it's Scott Ross here with you on Monday's 1-2-3 show on Phoenix FM. Well, I suppose there's nowhere to run to, but you could always just go to the off switch. Anyway, first off, I must thank the award-winning Michelle Ward and her guest, Jacob Diest, who's one of the members of the folk band We Are The... We Are The Fossils. We Are All Fossils, I beg your pardon. Of course, the band is going to be appearing at Hotbox Chelmsford this coming Saturday evening, so that should be great. And Michelle will, of course, be returning from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to do it all over again. On this show today, we're going to be telling you why residents of an estate in Edinburgh are up in arms, and we'll also be asking you if you'd be happy to visit a very scary attraction at a theme park in the USA. But first off, it's time for music, and new music indeed, from Slapface and the Boys, and this is Fight Back Time. Voice and the Boys there fighting back time. Now, I'm guessing from the name of the artist and the spelling of it that they're probably Scandinavian in some way, because it's spelled S-L-O with a line through it. T-face. There you are. Anyway, of course, it's a Monday, so let's forget that for a minute, because it's time to tell you about the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night, which happens every Monday at the Essex Arms, 10 Worley Hill here in Brentwood, which, of course, is hosted by our very own Kev Bigot between 8 and 10 p.m. So if you feel like you're in good voice, head on down there, and all the tracks will be recorded with a selection played on the Sunday Session Show. Sunday Session Show. Every Sunday from 10 a.m. right here on Phoenix FM. So that's the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night happening this very evening at the Essex Arms, 10 Worley Hill, here in Brentwood, between 8 and 10 p.m. Do not miss it. Here's Alanis Morissette.
You won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain.
Phoenix 98 FM. Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8 p.m. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news, and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this.
Sonic Go!
They were pretty smart, but you got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me off the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. And all that extra gel in your hair, I'd lock it, 'cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong. Don't impress me much. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Oh, oh, no, you think you're cool, but have you got the touch? Now, don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that don't impress me much. Okay,
are, Shania Twain, and that don't impress me much. And far from impressed are the residents of the Springfield housing estate in Edinburgh, who bought their houses 40 years ago. And when they did, parking spaces were included in the deal. So you can imagine their shock when council workers turned up to install signs for permit parking. Although there's even a sign making it clear that these are private parking spaces, and some residents have even installed metal poles to protect their spaces, according to the council, ownership does not mean that the owner has the right to control how the spaces are used. Yeah, well, according to although the parking spaces are included in the deeds, the local council say that as the road has recently been adopted by them, residents have no say in how the road is managed. Therefore, the intention is for the street to have controlled parking spaces, meaning that residents will now be required to pay between £41 and £398 for a 12-month parking permit. The council says that the new restrictions are being introduced to address issues like commuter parking, and it's for this reason that the council has adopted roads into the public network and is now responsible for its management. All this is disputed by the original site developers, Taylor Wimpey, who insisted that the ownership arrangements for parking spaces were set out in the owner's legal titles when they were built, and the house builders added that they were unaware of any reason for the council to change these arrangements. Anyway, just for them, here's Ed Sheeran.
I'm gonna pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. Things go wrong, we can knock it down. My three words have two meanings, but there's one thing on my mind. It's all for you. And it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Now you by numbers and color you in. If things go right, we can frame it and put you on a wall. And it's so hard to say it, but I've been it before. Now I'll surrender up my heart and swap it for yours. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Don't hold me down. I think the braces are breaking, and it's more than I can take. And it's dark in the cold December, but I got you to give me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Okay, let's take a look and see what's happening on the highways and byways around town. First off, A12 northbound, the exit slip for Junction 16 at Gallywood. There's a broken down vehicle apparently on the slip road, which is not going to help things in that particular area, because we still have the 40 mile an hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between Junctions 13 and 16 in Gatestone and Gallywood. And that's for resurfacing work. And just a note that you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on Three Mile Hill, the A414, and you have to follow diversions through Ingatestone, which is a bit of a pain, to say the least. Locally, make note that Hall Green Lane is closed until the 23rd of November, and Seven Arches Road is closed until tomorrow. Eagle Way, at the junction of Essex Way, there's gas main work there going ahead, and apparently there's a crash on Worley Road, the B186, as well, just to add to the issues around there. Looking at public transport right now, there are minor delays if you're heading into London, minor delays on the Piccadilly line, that's between Acton Town and Heathrow, due to train cancellations, so nothing major there, and I can't see any problems to talk about on C2C or Greater Anglia. And we'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past 2, but at 1:27 and a half, you're fully up to date. And here's Ruby Cross.
I don't know if you feel the same.
Yeah, playing games there. It's Ruby Cross. Bringing the time to 1:31. Just a quick reminder, you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Monday's edition of the 1-2-3 show here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping radio both alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Joe Bailey returns on behalf of St. Francis Hospice with Drive. And then at 6, Andy Gardner will be creeping in under the radar. And at 8, it's the man himself, the Vixter, who'll be inviting you to tone it up.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time. 98 FM.
I fall asleep under your arms, and I keep waiting for you to run. But nothing ever changes. Maybe that is why we are failing in love. Should we just give up? Call it a day and say that we are done. Does your heart ache like mine does? Was I fooling myself to think that we are? We're not in love, we're not in love. We're not in love, we're not in love. Why does it hurt, why does it hurt? We're not in love. I cry myself to sleep at night, and get up each day and fight. I'm waiting for the phone to ring, and I am dead.
Say from me
Beautiful song there from Chicago, Hard to Say I'm Sorry. And before that, it was Laura Beckwith and We're Not in Love. Now, as we've been mentioning before, the Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, who are working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. Now, just recently, the food bank at Donninghurst Road Church fed around 200 local people unable to meet their budget stretch to food after trying to meet other commitments. And, of course, the terrifying truth is that half of those on universal credit ran out of food in just last month and couldn't afford to buy any more. And as we get towards Christmas, that can only get worse. And with the cost of living getting worse, more people are being dragged into debt and having to turn to food banks to survive. And this escalating hardship creates dire consequences, not just for the individuals concerned, but for communities and indeed the UK as a whole. So as you can imagine, food banks are now bracing for their most challenging winter ever. So if you feel you can help, please give them a call by calling 01277 224 528. It's Brentwood number 01277 224 528, or you can also email them at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Thanks very much indeed for all that you've been doing and will be continuing to do, I'm sure. Here right now, here's Pepsi and Shirley. Pepsi and Shirley there, suffering from a heartache and maybe suffering from a bit of a headache. It's Katie Vikings, the Queen of Chelmsford, with her rainbow headband.
Rainbow headband, dungarees. You swear that you come in peace. All the earrings in the shape of stars. Anchor chains and wash off hearts. Living at my parents' house. Thought I'd have it figured out by now. You say it doesn't matter. Can't live life by different chapters.
House had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It pays to listen.
If you only let me in. Let's come right up to date now with the new one from Biba Doobie, who's got together with somebody called Laufey? Not sure how to pronounce it. Anyway, it's a night to remember.
Swore I'd seen you
Very smooth. That's Bieber Doobie and Laufey there with A Night to Remember. It's kind of got a sound of an era that has long since gone, but that was right up to date. And to take us to news time now, it's Tom Walker, who apparently is burning to get to news time.
I watch as my whole world's going up in flames. Through the black smoke, I can see your face. Embers they rain as the walls come down. Where do we go when the lights go out? Just to watch me on my knees, my heart, it bleeds while you put gasoline all over me. Set me on fire, cause you love the hurt. Set me on fire, just to watch me. Burn. What would you do if you lost control? Dreams are sold with both your hands tied and your taped up mouth.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.